The Yale puppeteers were three: Harry Burnett, Foreman Brown, and Richard Roddy Brandon.
Ew-wee. It's like a Turkish bath inside this thing. Don't smell so good, neither.
Ain't it the truth?
They first came together in the late 1920s. Harry Burnett on the left was the puppet builder. Foreman Brown in the center wrote the satirical texts, lyrics, and music. And Roddy Brandon on the right was the company manager. All three also performed, delighting audiences with their infectious energy and musical talent.
I've always been the hind end, instead of the refined end of the horse.
Curator Christina Rice.
The troupe is called the Yale Puppeteers because two of them went to Yale. Harry and Foreman were distant cousins, and they reconnected when they were both at the University of Michigan. After Harry graduated, he went and enrolled in the drama school at Yale, which is where he met Roddy Brandon. And it was initially Harry and Roddy who went out and were performing under the name the Yale Puppeteers. And when Foreman officially joined the troupe, the name just stuck.
Harry had fallen in love with marionettes as a young boy after seeing the famous puppeteer Tony Sarg perform in his hometown of Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I was so impressed that I went home and took a tennis racket and made a puppet out of a wax head and a wooden body, no shoes, six for legs. And I put some strings on him and put it up to the tennis racket with a brass ring on every joint so I could take the tennis racket around the house and the neighborhood and pull the puppet's leg up. Of course, that grew into a hobby right away because I naturally like to make things. So in my basement workshop, I made puppets, and I made them ever since. I guess I've made 2,000 or 3,000 at least.